This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Dalid Mishnah Tes Pirkei Avos Rabbi Shmuel Benoi Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Yosef ben Chalafte. He was the oldest son of the Chamisha Espinoi Bono Shorosh HaChalafte. He was beit the Mekabel Torah from his father. And come out all his Mamorov. He was the oldest son, but he was the god of all of them. Anyway, says the Shmuel Benoi Oimer, what does that mean? That means a person, as the Rav says, there's somebody greater than him, so he abstains from getting involved in the din because somebody greater, let him handle the case. Or, Rav says, he tells the Bali Din to come in front, make a pshara. But he doesn't paskin. What this pshat means, he doesn't paskin the din. The first pshat is that he stays away totally from the case. The second pshat in the Rav is even if he gets involved in the case, but he doesn't want to be noita machriya, decide with any one of them. He just says, you guys make a pshara, make a compromise. So what is he doing there? Placing him in Ava of a Gezel Shvuashav. And that way, this is Mamoinev for himself. Ava animosity. Because even if Lamaisi tries his best to paskin, the end of the day, the guy who walks out, Chayiv, is not going to be his best friend. He might send him Shalach Monis on Purim, but you know why? Because people use Inyan to send people that you don't like, Shalach Monis. He's not going to have too many friends. He's not going to have that. This guy's going to be hating. So if you stay away from the din, you're saving yourself from animosity, gezel. Also, maybe you made a mistake and you mechayev the wrong person. Says the Rav, you mechayev. Probably man of Ava says the Rav, she yotzi me based in the chayev, soyne le dayin. He hates to dayin. Shem believe lo hefa b'schus. He says in his heart, you know, he didn't think. He didn't think it through properly. He didn't think about my side. He wasn't really interested in my side. The Gezel, he prevents himself. Shem Yechayev Hazaka. If he's Yechayev the wrong guy, he's a guy, it's Gezel. Shvu Ashav. And sometimes Shvu Ashav, because Shem Yechayev Shvu Alami Shein Ulchayev Bo, says the Rav. And Yechayev Ashvu to someone really doesn't have to swear. Maybe they Shvu Ashav. You bring a person to make a Shvu that wasn't necessary. Inami the Rav says a pshat, Kari Tal Shvuah Sheker Shvuah Shav. Even though it's a good Sheker, because one of the Puran might lie. Gan Haram Eloi Levisi Velova. The Bishat Shvuah Yotzu Bipiv Leshav. So it comes out, why it's called Shav, because it came out for nothing. It's because it was a Shvuah Sheker. Bekitzer, the Mishnah is telling you that a person that is a dayan, or a person that wants to judge a case, better if you can't find somebody else. Try to stay away, or if you can, try to do it in a way you can make a pshara, emes a pshara. But at the end of the day, a person has to realize that when he gets involved in din, he's setting himself up for things that could be very, very difficult and dangerous. But a gasliva by raw, and a person that attacks gasliva by raw, a dying should be sayabiyat, it goes the other way. He says, I'm too smart, I'm too perfect, I never make mistakes. And he's gasliba. He's very haughty and very, very arrogant. And therefore he judged the case very quickly, very swiftly, without really being ma'ayan into it, as the Rav says, below Ina, below Hamtana, without Ina and Hamtana, as we know the first Mishnah, and all it says, Hamisuna Bedin. You know what the Mishnah says about him? He's a shoita. He's a shoita. Because the person doesn't think he's a chacham be'enav, and that's the biggest shtus. And he's a Rasha, because he had Yerushalayim, he wouldn't be so quick to do the judgment. He knows what's at stake over here, Gezel, Shvashav, Ava. So he wouldn't be so quick to judge. Vigas Ruach, and obviously he's a big Balgaiva. He wants to show, I'm so smart, I know so much. And Mela, it's a very, very dangerous thing. The person has to realize the tachlis of everything is to be Mesunim Bedin. And Maizim Meredig of Medrash, this week's passage, it says, the Medrash says, that Why is this bechol the parash mishpat of the parash of Yisrael? The Eila Vav is machabe the parash is because the last part of parash is Yisrael. The Torah talks about a person should walk up on a ramp, not up steps. It should go very slowly, right? You should be doing it very slowly and not walk up steps, but you take wide steps. And therefore, the Gemara says, just like that, when you walk to the Mizbeach, you did it slowly but surely and not wide steps, not quickly. So too, you should do it Misunim B'din. And that's I think the teachers of Maradi Gesori, because Rashi says, what's the reason we have to be Misunim? To go slow and carefully up the Mizbeach and not take wide steps, not to mevaz of the Mizbeach, and therefore to learn out from there. Rashi says that we should mevaz a person. That if the Mizbeach was made out of stones, we have to be careful not to mevaz by widening our steps so we can mevaz a human being who's created in the image of Shah Hashem. And that's the same thing. When you're judging a case, realize there's two people in front of you who are Tzal Melukim. And you have to take the case seriously because you might be doing wronging somebody who's a Tzal Melukim. And I'd come that you believe that and you understand that, you'll be careful and you'll be methodical and you'll be deliberate in your judging. Have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.